On My Walk, a reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Well, it's Monday, a new week and a new book. I wrapped up last week with my final podcast from Founding Brothers, which I entitled The Friendship Negotiator. It was about Benjamin Rush and the amazing part he played in the lives of John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. I hope you listened to it. And if you haven't, that you will, because quite frankly, I think it's a pretty good one. Also, you can jump over to onmywalk.com to read my book review of Founding Brothers, which is a definite 5-star. Not my book review, but the book. It was outstanding. But today, I'm on to Greg McKeown's Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less. I am devouring this thing. I'm already 180 pages into this book, and right now, I'm reflecting on what he said about bending reality. And this was so good for me because subconsciously, I think I try to do this all the time. So let me give you a little context for the clip that you're going to hear in just a moment. McKeown begins his book by talking about the time his wife was in the hospital delivering their daughter, while he, at the same time, was simply inundated with work. And at just the moment after his wife had delivered their child, his boss calls him with a request to be at a meeting, and he writes this: "Instinctively, I knew what to do. It was clearly a time to be there for my wife and newborn child, so when asked whether I planned to attend the meeting, I said with all the conviction I could muster, yes." And obviously he said yes, to his great regret. Now, I appreciate McKeown's vulnerability in sharing that episode from his life, but in reality, McKeown's challenge is the challenge we all face, isn't it? I mean, just last week, I received 3 invitations to attend 3 important events for 3 very important causes from 3 very important people. And I was struggling because I wanted to say yes, but deep down inside, I knew I really couldn't say yes. I mean, what should I do? And what McKeown does is he points out why this is such a recurring challenge in our day. And he does it by relating some words from Peter Drucker. Drucker writes this: "In a few hundred years, when the history of our time will be written from a long-term perspective, it is likely that the most important event historians will see is not technology, not the internet, not e-commerce. It is an unprecedented change in the human condition. For the first time, literally, substantially, and rapidly growing numbers of people have choices. For the first time, they will have to manage themselves, and society is totally unprepared for it. And the reason we're unprepared for it is that somehow we think that we can actually do all these things, that we can bend reality to accomplish more than we actually have time to even consider accomplishing in the first place." So listen to what McKeown has to say.
The word priority came into the English language in the 1400s. It was singular. It meant the very first or prior thing. It stayed singular for the next 500 years. Only in the 1900s did we pluralize the term and start talking about priorities. Illogically, we reasoned that by changing the word, we could bend reality. Somehow we would now be able to have multiple first things. People and companies routinely tried to do just that. One leader told me of his experience in a company that talked of Pry 1, Pry 2, Pry 3, Pry 4, and Pry 5. This gave the impression of many things being the priority, but actually meant nothing was. But when we try to do it all, and have it all, we find ourselves making trade-offs at the margins that we would never take on as our intentional strategy. When we don't purposefully and deliberately choose where to focus our energies and time, other people, our bosses, our colleagues, our clients, and even our families will choose for us. And before long, we'll have lost sight of everything that is meaningful and important. We can either make our choices deliberately or allow other people's agendas to control our lives.
So what's the solution? And what McKeown does in this chapter, which sets the tone for the entire book, is he says we need to become an essentialist. In other words, we need to discipline our lives to pursue less instead of trying to accomplish more. And here's the basic value proposition of essentialism. He writes, "Only once you give yourself permission to stop trying to do it all, to stop saying yes to everyone, can you make your highest contribution toward the things that really matter." And as he notes, it's not so much the case of identifying your priorities as much as it is identifying the priority. In other words, less but better. And this resonates, especially as I think about Dave Crenshaw's work, The Myth of Multitasking. Crenshaw points out that multitasking is really a misnomer since we don't actually multitask. Rather, we switch tasks back and forth. And that switching actually distracts us and makes us less productive. And if I take that concept and I apply it to what McEwen's saying, it's the same way in life. I'm trying to do many, many tasks when in reality, I had to identify that chief task and focus simply on it with respect to the larger purpose of my life. As Greg says, if you don't prioritize your life, someone else will. And I'm listening to this guy and reading it, and I'm saying, yes, 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 I need help. And this book gives the help. And what he does, he says there's three things that we need to do. One, explore and evaluate. In other words, will this activity or effort make the highest possible contribution toward my goal? Two, eliminate. I need to identify the essential, yes, but that's not enough. I need to ruthlessly eliminate the non-essential. Three, execute. Develop a system and a process for doing the essential, as he says, as effortless as possible. And this is what he devotes the entire book to doing. And I think what he has to say is so important. I mean, I've got this on my Kindle. I've got it on Audible. I bought a hardback for my wife. I bought a hardback for myself. I think what he has to say is that important. And as he wraps up his first chapter, he quotes the poet Mary Oliver, who writes, "Tell me, what is your plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" Such a great line and such an essential truth. We all only have 24 hours in a day. We can't bend reality. That 24 hours can't become 26 or 28 or 30. And we can't continue to jam more and more things into less and less time and think that we're going to be productive. The key is not attempting to cram more into it, but learning the essential so we can subtract everything else from it. Bending reality. You can't do it. So get some help for identifying the essential in your life and then get disciplined pursuing your better version of less. And from my perspective, Greg McEwen's Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less is a great place to start. Well, that's my thought on my walk with Greg McEwen and Essentialism. What you do with it? Well, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.